This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, June 4th. God's word for you today is in the Spirit. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 8, verse 26, and it says, "Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside, helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless signs, our aching groans." Yesterday, we began to look at the benefits of praying in the Spirit, and we said we will be focusing on 14 out of many benefits of praying in tongues. The first two are, when you pray in tongues, you charge yourself up spiritually like a battery. And when you pray in tongues, you pray from your spirit. Number three, when you pray in tongues, your prayer is dictated and directed by the Holy Spirit. What a beauty! The Holy Spirit dwells in your spirit man, and your spirit man in the Holy Ghost. Your spirit man is praying, and the Holy Spirit actually dictates and directs your prayers. Acts 2 verse 4 says, "And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them utterances, promptings." Number 4, when you pray in tongues, you operate instantly in the spirit realm. You become a participant in the spiritual climate. When you pray in tongues, you engage the spirit realm. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2 says, "For if you have the ability to speak in tongues, you will be talking only to God, since people won't be able to understand you. You will be speaking by the power of the Spirit, but it will all be mysterious. If you have the ability to speak in other tongues, you will be talking directly to God, engaging the supernatural, the supreme being of heaven, the creator of heaven and earth." Number 5, when you pray in tongues, you position yourself to access the interpretation. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 13 says, "So anyone who speaks in tongues should pray also for the ability to interpret what has been said." As you engage in the Spirit, you have the privilege to ask the Holy Spirit for interpretation of what has just been said and what has just been prayed, and He will give it to you. It is not only pastors that have the grace to interpret tongues. It is the privilege of the believer. It is our privilege. Number 6. When you pray in tongues, you can pray for long hours like Jesus did. Luke 6 verse 12 says, "One day soon afterwards, Jesus went up on a mountain to pray, and He prayed to God all night." How do you do that? How do you pray for 1 hour? Well, I know people who can pray for 1 hour in their understanding, but how do you pray for 3 to 4 hours? Pray in tongues. It was never recorded that Jesus spoke in other tongues. It was clear that He had the fullness of the Spirit. It was also clear that He prayed with groanings that cannot be uttered, which is an advanced level of tongues, if you will. While it is not recorded, there are pointers that He did. Remember the prayer in Gethsemane. Jesus said, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass over me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." I want you to say this prayer aloud and see how long it will take. Less than 1 minute. Yet, Jesus prayed it for 1 hour. Took a break and prayed the same prayer point for another hour and another hour. Praying in tongues makes long prayers possible. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, pray through me with groanings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.